Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Rhonda Hunt. Hale asked me to lead the session today. Going forward, instructors, coaches, and facilitators will be helping lead these monthly free support calls. Hale will continue to lead them from time to time as well. I'm very happy to be here with you. I found the Sedona method back in 2013, and it has transformed my life. I am a psychotherapist and Sedona method coach, and this is one of the things I love doing most, supporting people in letting go. With no further ado, the call is open for questions, sharing of gains, or assistance. So, if someone out there has something holding your attention or not letting you be at peace or feels unresolved, you can raise your hand. Hit the raise hand button, and I will call on as many people as I can this evening. Peggy, you may unmute, and I think we will be able to talk to each other.
Okay, do you hear me?
Yes, hi, Peggy.
Okay. I've never used
Hi.
that. I've never done this on this phone before.
Oh, okay.
So I have a trip coming up that has evolved pretty quickly. Like everything started to fall in place after I did a bunch of releasing maybe 10 days ago. But I have some still a little bit of trepidation because I haven't had a car for 3 years and I've rented one and I'm just edgy about driving. I haven't driven in like 4 months at this point. So I'm, just some of the discomfort of that and, having to learn a different car, et cetera. But I'd just like to release some of the tension around it because I think
Okay.
that makes it worse, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. So you would like to release the tension around the idea of going on this trip and driving this
Yeah,
car.
the edginess about it, yeah.
Edginess. Okay. Okay. So in this moment, could you welcome that feeling of tension and edginess?
Yes.
And could you welcome wanting to do something with or about it, wishing that it
Oh,
were different? Yeah.
yeah.
Yes. And could you welcome how personal it feels, that it feels like it's
Oh,
about you?
yes, very much about me.
And is that feeling bringing you a sense of peace?
Just to talk to somebody helps bring
Okay.
more peace.
Okay, good. Is the tension or edginess bringing you what you want in life?
Not particularly, now that you
Right.
mention it.
Right. So, are you interested in and open to allowing it to soften and relax?
I think I'm open to it, but
Okay. Okay, good. So would you allow it to soften and relax?
if I could, I would.
Okay. Good. And when would you be open to releasing the tension and for you to feel more free?
As soon as possible.
Yes. Yes, that is an invitation to do it now, right?
Right. All right.
And so, would you allow it to release just for now, even if it's just a little bit?
Yeah, it's releasing now.
Okay, good. And when you think about driving the car, what else comes up about that? What else is remaining in terms of what's rising in your consciousness?
Well, it's a lot of responsibility to be on the road. Because I could be a liability to other people, possibly if I'm not at the top of my driving ability, or what was
Okay.
my driving ability, you know.
Yeah. And when you think about the responsibility that comes with driving and the possible liability, which want are you most aware of? Would it be approval, control, security, separation, or oneness?
It's kind of a control of my experience and others' experience.
Okay. So could you welcome wanting that control?
Oh, yeah.
And just for now, in this moment, which is all we have, it's right now, could you let go of wanting control as best as you can?
Well, as best as I can.
Okay. And could you welcome wanting to do something with or about wanting control and wanting to control the other's experience and wanting to control your experience?
Yeah, I want to pull out the strings.
And
Although I've been pretty good in this process of things falling into place and not feeling like I have to control
Okay, that's
the whole
great.
experience of the weekend, you know.
Yeah, I love it that you can see that for yourself. Okay, good. Could you welcome that you notice that you already have let go of some of that wanting of control?
Oh, yeah.
Good. And could you just welcome that which all of these issues, wanting control, feeling tension, feeling responsible, all of it, could you just welcome that in which all of this is coming and going? So, in other words, could you welcome beingness, that
Right.
being, yeah, that beingness that's aware of all that comes and goes.
It's like the waves on the ocean.
Exactly. When you think about the waves on the ocean, how do you think about handling the wave as it approaches you? What do you want to do with the wave?
Sometimes I want to run into it.
Yeah. And so in this moment, could you just allow the wave to do what the wave does?
Yeah.
Could you watch the wave as opposed to running into the wave?
Yeah, I was laughing because all of a sudden I was thinking about the political situation in the US. If I could just do that, watch the waves with this, with our situation. But anyway, that's a distraction at the moment.
Okay. We might do a group release later on about that. I have a feeling other people on the call might also be distracted with that. But yes, we will address that a little later if we can. But when
Okay.
you think about driving, is there anything else that's remaining that's feels unresolved?
No, I was just trying to think of other aspects of. I mean, I'm hoping I can just drive through the take back roads, basically, not on highways, and drive through the Catskills and just enjoy nature.
And
But
when you
the roads, in a way, are harder to drive on than main highways, when you're driving just straight, so.
And when you think about that, what feeling or emotion are you most aware of?
Kind of nervousness, but I'm not feeling that as much because of us doing the releasing that I have been doing here.
Yes. Well, let's do one more round with the nervousness feeling. What do you, if nervousness wasn't here and you're on that back road and you're driving through the Catskills and you're enjoying nature, what do you want to be experiencing? What emotion would you like to be feeling?
I'd like to really feel connected to nature because where I live is not very easy for me to do at this point. And I would like to feel competent and connected in my own world, and on the more personal level. Like I can really handle this again, and I've had major health situations and stuff. So, those are the things I'd really like to do, get some hiking in, hopefully, and I'm on my way to a concert that I really wanted to go to, so.
Okay, and do you envision yourself experiencing joy, happiness, peace, calm? What emotion do you want to experience when you're in nature and when you're connected to nature and feeling competent, driving? What state of being or feeling would you like to experience?
Just the peace and oneness.
Okay,
You
great.
know that I'm one with nature. It's not a separate thing.
Okay, let
And that, and that's including the competence. I mean, just those things that I value in myself, but I think the oneness is really what it's
Okay.
overarching.
Okay. So let's do a holistic release and just see if there's any more that can be released today.
Okay.
So, could you welcome or allow that feeling of nervousness as much as you do?
Yes.
And then, could you welcome peace as best as you can?
Yes.
And could you notice any tension that might be there as much as you do?
Yes.
And could you welcome connectedness as best as you can?
Yes.
And could you just notice again any nervousness or tension that might be here as much as it is?
Yes.
And could you welcome oneness, that oneness that you experience with nature as much as you can?
Yes.
Good.
It's kind of like where'd the nervousness go? Like just noticing it's not there.
Oh, good. Okay. So
But
does
I'm not going to go
that.
looking for it.
Okay, good,
That's
good.
noticing.
Yes. So does that feel complete for now?
Yeah, for now.
Okay. Well, thank you, Peggy, for raising your hand.
Well, thank you very much. I didn't even know if I
Yes.
knew how to raise my hand on this
You did it. You did
phone.
it.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk later. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, we have, I'm not sure how to say your name, but I think it's Parin Kumar. And you can unmute yourself and we can chat.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, hi.
Hi, yeah, you can call me buddy.
Okay. Hi.
So, hi. So yeah, I need help with the body. So I've been like my digestion is not working properly. Every now and then I tend to eat something that feels heavy or not right or have infection. Yes, bloating. So I seem to be going into a pattern, eating the wrong stuff, and then going into the same. So for last few months, I feel my digestion is really not even digesting normal food properly. So I'm at the edge. Should I go to the doctor, or what should I do? And I feel very uncomfortable, know, in my body.
Okay. Yes. So you want to do some releasing around the sensations that you experience in the morning around your digestion, and maybe noticing that there's a pattern and there's discomfort.
I want to, yeah, solve, resolve this discomfort permanently and
Okay.
get my digestion to be normal again.
Okay. And I think you know this, but I am supposed to just say this to everyone on each call. And I'm sure you know this, but the Sedona method is not allowed to diagnose or give advice about any sort of medical conditions because we're not medical doctors, of course. But we can release around the sensations and the discomfort, and we can release around the emotions or feelings that come up around this. And I did want to ask you, like, when you think about your digestion and you think about the discomfort, what emotion arises? What are you feeling?
Right now, I like stuck with this pattern, not
Okay.
knowing when it will resolve, how will it resolve. I'm doing things to, solve it. I don't want permanent solution, so I'm confused.
Yeah. Okay, right. Confusion, stuckness. Wanting to solve it. I'm imagining there's some, is there frustration also?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any sense? I just want to ask you before we start releasing, is there any sense of fear as well around the issue?
Yeah, a little bit. I don't have a clear
Okay.
path forward.
Okay. Okay, so could you just welcome all of that, all of the story about your experience of having digestion problems in the morning, the discomfort, that it's becoming a pattern, and that you're feeling like stuck, like you're feeling you don't have the answers. Could you just welcome all that that brings up?
Yes.
Okay. And then could you welcome wanting to figure it out, wanting to be able to do something with or about it, wanting to fix it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And could you welcome that it feels personal? It's happening to you, it's happening to your body.
Yeah.
Good. When you think about waking up in the morning and having this discomfort and having these digestion issues, what arises in consciousness in this moment? What are you most aware of?
Just wanting to solve it.
Okay. So could you welcome wanting to solve it, wanting to figure it out?
Yes.
Wanting to change it. Now, when you think about this pattern that you've been noticing, is there anything about any of it that you can accept? Is there anything about it that you can open to a little bit more than you already have?
Yeah, I can accept it for now.
Okay. And in this moment, could you just have compassion for your body? I wasn't sure. I felt like I heard an answer, but I wasn't sure.
Yes.
Okay. And could you have compassion? Could you meet yourself with compassion?
Yes.
And could you open to the possibility of a solution, even if you don't have the answer right now or know what that is? Could you just open to the possibility of a positive outcome?
Yes.
Good. Is this issue of digestion actually the totality of your being or of beingness itself?
No, I know beingness is separate from the body mind.
Okay. So, can you just for this moment, relax into or rest as beingness in which this and all issues come and go.
Yes.
Okay. So what's here now? What's remaining for you right now?
Yeah, I think I'm at peace.
Okay.
I had a couple of contractions in the body earlier while releasing.
Okay. Does this feel complete for now? Or is there anything remaining that you'd like to release on?
I still feel heaviness in my stomach right now. It just
Okay.
feels.
Okay. So let's do a holistic release, and I'm going to have you notice the sensations that you're experiencing in your stomach. And then I'm going to have you notice somewhere else in your body that feels sensation free, and we'll go back and forth. So could you just welcome those sensations that you're experiencing in your stomach right now as much as you do?
Yes.
Okay. And then could you notice somewhere in your body, a part of your body that is sensation free, that feels neutral?
Yes.
Good. And then could you notice the sensations in your stomach and the discomfort as much as you do?
Yes.
And then could you find somewhere in your body that feels sensation free or neutral as best as you can?
Yes.
Let's do one more round of that. So just welcome the sensations in your stomach as much as they are there. And then find somewhere in your body that is sensation free and welcome that sensation free or neutral part as best as you can.
Yes.
Okay. And you can keep doing that for yourself, going back and forth on both sides of the coin, so to speak, on both sides of the equation, welcoming the sensation. And then welcoming that which is sensation free. And another exercise Hale recommends is just noticing all of the places in your body that feel sensation free, maybe the places you wouldn't notice if you weren't looking for them. Okay. Does it feel a little bit more complete for you now?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much for raising your hand. I know other people have maybe not the same exact issue, but issues in the body that they want to release on. And so I think that probably helped everybody. So thank you so much.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. I want to just take a quick moment to let you know that Hale, along with four Sedona Method instructors, will be leading a new course called Effortless Releasing, Volume 2. That's beginning October 13th. I took the first course, Effortless Releasing Volume 1, and it was fantastic. And it was really manageable with the times and everything that was required of me. And I highly, highly recommend this Effortless Releasing Volume 2. You can learn more about the event and enroll at sedona.com/effortless. We hope to see you there. Well, who else has something that is holding your attention or not letting you be at peace or feels unresolved? The floor or the phone is open for assistance, sharing of gains, or any questions. Okay, Marie Eve, you can unmute yourself and we should be able to talk to each other.
Hi, do you hear me?
Yes, hi, I do.
Okay, good.
Hi, what's on your heart?
Well, up to now, releasing has been a nice journey for me, and it's been working well. And
Okay.
last week, I kind of realized I don't know how to say it. It's like I'm single, and I'm tired of being single, and I find it really hard to find a partner. And I kind of don't know what to release on.
Okay. Well, we could go a number of ways with this, but the first thing that came to my mind is maybe let's release on that goal, that actual goal of wanting to be in a partnership.
Yeah.
So, just really briefly, you don't have to, go into a lot of detail about what you're looking for, but in terms of writing a goal around that, are you looking to get married? Are you looking for someone that you can partner with and live your life with? Are you looking for a companionship,
I
romance?
would
What would
say
your goal be?
find a romantic partner for well, for life, preferably.
Okay. Great. And believe me, I know a lot of people would also like that. Okay, so what we'll do is we'll release on the goal. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to release the goal to you. I'll read
Okay.
it out loud, the exact goal that you just wrote here, which is I allow myself to find a romantic partner that is for life. And when I read that, what you'll do is you'll just tell me whatever comes up for you. It
Okay.
might feel like an obstacle. It might feel like a happy feeling. It might feel like a thought. It might feel like a limiting belief. So you can just tell me whatever comes up for you and we'll release on that, okay? So I allow myself to find a romantic partner that is for life. What comes up?
That it's impossible.
Okay. So could you welcome that belief? That it's impossible.
Yes.
And is that belief that it's impossible, is that bringing you a sense of peace in your life?
No.
Is that belief bringing you what you want in life?
No.
Are you interested in allowing that belief to soften and relax?
Yes.
Would you consider allowing it to soften and relax?
Yes.
When would you be open to it releasing and for you to be more free?
Wow.
Good. So in this moment, would you allow it to release?
Yes.
Okay, good. And so I'm going to read the goal again and just tell me what comes up. And it may be the same, it may be the same belief, and that's okay, but it might be something else. So just tell me whatever comes up. I allow myself to find a romantic partner that is for life.
Does hard to find.
Okay. Right, that it is hard to find someone. Okay. And so, is it possible that that is just a thought?
Yes.
And is it possible that that thought isn't true?
Yes.
Okay. And so, would you be willing to allow that thought to soften and relax?
Yes.
And would you consider allowing that thought to soften and relax even more?
Yes.
And when would you be open to releasing it for you to feel more free?
Now.
Okay, good. Let's do another round. I allow myself to find a romantic partner that is for life.
Because what comes up is that I'm scared.
Okay. Yes. So, would you welcome that feeling of scared? And would you welcome wanting to do something with or about the situation and about that feeling?
Yes.
And would you welcome that it feels very personal, that it's happening to you?
Yes.
And when you think about having a romantic partner for life, and you think about the fear, which wants are you most aware of? Wanting control, approval, security, separation, or oneness?
I think it's control.
Okay. So could you welcome wanting control?
Yes.
And just for now, could you let go of wanting control?
Yes.
Okay, great. So what's here now?
I think when you said all the wants, there was also oneness. Because right now I feel like all my friends are finding their partners, but not me.
Okay. Yeah, so could you welcome wanting oneness as much as you do?
Yes.
And could you just welcome oneness as best as you can?
Yes.
Let's go one more round.
Okay.
I allow myself to find a romantic partner for life. What comes up?
That is hard to find.
Okay. Right. So could you welcome the belief that it's hard to find?
Yes.
And is that belief bringing you a sense of peace?
No.
Is that belief bringing you what you want in life?
No.
And is it possible that that belief is not true?
Yes.
So would you let go of wanting to believe that again?
Yes.
And would you welcome oneness instead? And you would you welcome beingness in which this belief and all other beliefs come and go?
Yes.
How does it feel now?
Well, much better.
Okay, good. Yeah, so I think that's a wonderful
Yeah.
goal to have. I would just write that goal down and keep releasing on it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for raising your hand. Okay. And who else has something that they would like to release on? Julia, let me. Okay, Julia, I have enabled you to talk, so
Can you hear me?
yes, hi, Julia.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing well, thank you.
Now, when I first came on this call, Rhonda, I actually was going to come on with anxiety.
Okay.
But then the first caller talked about that. And as I was listening to her, I went, oh, I have some ideas on that. For me, not for her. And
Okay.
I realized that it's not so much anxiety. It's I want to be in control of my own life. And until that first caller, I hadn't actually seen how little control that the anxiety comes from lack of control over my own life, if that makes any sense. And I really saw that, so that the anxiety is simply a cover for what's underneath. So thank you to the first caller. And
Ooh,
actually,
yeah,
each of the
that's.
callers have really added so much along the way. Thank you for all of you for putting your hands up.
Yes.
So, I seem to, I growing up, my parents and my family had control over everything I did.
Okay.
Going through relationships, I've always handed control over to the person, to the incredible extent. I'd even just had a little few hours ago, I had a flashback to, oh my gosh, I let him control even that. I was like surprised. My thought is, what am I so scared of? So then, to me, there must be a fear. Does that make sense? A fear of
Yeah,
owning it. And
totally.
this is a really new revelation that I just got, as I say, thanks to the first caller, because as she was talking, I went, okay, go through that, go through that. And that I was able to move that out of the way, that fear, that anxiety that kept on coming up. But now I've got a deeper one and I'm not too sure about it. So I thought I'd just put my hand up and have a chat to you. Thanks, Rhonda.
Yes. So what I'm hearing, I think, is that you said you had this insight that you want to be in control of your own life. but that you notice that there's something under that control, which might be fear.
Well, I'm not too sure I want. There's that funny thing that I've always let other people be in control of my life. So what I literally, I don't want to be in control of my life. That's why I've let everybody else take it over. So I'm not getting
So let's do
quite
a
what's going
release
on.
on. Sure. So that let's do a release on wanting to be controlled.
Sounds good.
And also, we'll figure out how to do a release on letting go of fear in there as well.
Thank you.
We'll try to cover both. Okay. So I'll work with you directly, though. So stay on and you can answer the releasing questions. So in this moment, could you just welcome all of that you just shared with me, the new revelation and some of the insights and things that are coming into consciousness?
Yes.
And could you welcome wanting to figure it out, wanting to do something about it?
Yes.
And could you welcome how personal it feels, that it feels like you and who you are?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
That's very true.
Yeah. And then could you welcome that piece of it that's you recognizing you want to be controlled?
Yes.
And could you welcome wanting to be controlled as much as you do?
Yes.
And just for now, could you let go of wanting to be controlled as best as you can?
As the best as I can, yes. That's
Okay.
interesting. I just
Okay.
noticed that when you said that, there's an edge in there somewhere that's going, no.
Okay, so I'm going to ask it again, and this time say no to that last question. I'll do the holistic release again, and if you feel like it, if you want to play with that no, just go ahead and say no.
Okay.
So, could you welcome wanting to be controlled as much as you do?
Yes.
And could you let go of wanting to be controlled as best as you can?
No.
How
That's
did that
interesting.
feel? What
It probably
happened
felt
when you said no?
better. Because
Yeah.
it felt safer. It was safer to say no.
Okay. I love that experience or that experiment because I know some of the best releases I've ever had, it's when I've said no. And Hale does mention that yes or no are perfectly acceptable. And so I would play with that sometimes, is like saying no with it and see what that brings up.
Yeah, surprisingly, it just feels more comfortable and more secure to say that.
Right. So could you welcome wanting to be safe as much as you do?
Yes.
Just for now, could you let go of wanting to be safe?
Yes, because that's a weird one. Because the way I live my life is hasn't it's not that safe. Just like I move all the time. and just pick up my bag. I don't mean I move in an area. I mean I've lived in six countries and I've lived in four states in Australia, and I just move. So to think that I'd love safety, because I literally have been running away from people who keep controlling me while wanting control. That's weird. Because you, this is just all coming to thoughts. It's like, but as soon as I said no before and walked into that safe, I went, oh gosh, this feels so comfortable. But growing up, my home life wasn't safe. So it's not a big experience of mine as a child. My home life was just so unsafe.
And so, could you welcome wanting to be safe? And then, could you just welcome safety itself?
Yes. That actually feels really, really good.
So this is really important that you're noticing because you can work with yourself in this way too. You can welcome the wanting to be safe, but then you can follow that up with welcoming safety itself.
And that's a step. I wanted to be safe, but I hadn't welcomed safety. Whew.
So could you welcome safety even more?
Yeah.
How does it feel now?
Like I can breathe.
Oh. And could you just welcome or rest in this moment as beingness in which all of these issues come and go?
Yes.
Good. Does that feel complete for now? Is there anything
It
else?
does. No, because right now, just my whole body has just gone into a complete relax of safety. And as you said, from that space, everything else comes, but being in that safety, I feel like I can handle more of that than I could before. I thank you so much. That is fantastic.
Oh, you're
Beautiful. Thank you.
welcome. It's so exciting to hear that. I love it. Okay. Thank you, Julia. Okay, we have about 5 minutes for some releasing a question or some sharing. And I can open the floor if someone would like to talk. And or I'm also interested in doing a release. I could do a group release. Really, it could be on anything, but I'm imagining you might have just a little disturbance around what's happening in the world. In the world as a whole, or even just in your world, in your sphere of influence, or even in your body, right? So, any of these places or spaces that might be feeling unresolved. Okay, so let's do a group release and then we can close out the call for the evening. So just notice something that is holding your attention, not letting you be at peace or feels unresolved. And could you just welcome or allow all that issue brings up? It might be in a picture, a sensation, a sound, a memory, an emotion. And also welcome or allow wanting to change that, wanting to alter it, or do anything about this issue. Welcome wanting to explain, justify, or defend how you feel. Oftentimes, we do feel the need to want to explain, justify, or defend what we're experiencing. And so just welcome that. And welcome wanting relief from this issue. Welcome your desire for freedom. Notice how it feels personal, as if it's about you or who you are, or how you're experiencing something that's going on in the world. Is this actually the totality of your being or of beingness itself? And open to knowing or who or what you are or what this world is that is more than this issue. And does awareness of this issue, whatever the issue is that you're thinking of, does awareness of this issue or any issue require anything to be different in order for awareness to exist? So, can you relax into or rest for a moment as beingness in which this and all issues come and go? Okay, everybody. Well, thank you so much for joining the call this evening. It was really wonderful to share this time with you in this community. And we will see you later down the road. Okay, bye.